This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. More rain is falling on Pagosa Springs after an earlier storm caused flooding and evacuations. Pagosa Springs town manager David Harris says the town is still assessing damage as they wait for a second weather front to pass through.
Yes, we know rain is in the forecast. We knew another salvo is coming today and probably until tomorrow. Take them as they come. Manage the situation.
The weekend's storm dropped as much as 6 inches of rain in some places. The National Weather Service says areas of southwestern Colorado could see another 2 inches before things dry out. President Trump's pick for Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs was officially confirmed last week, despite the federal government shutdown. As Gabriel Pietrazio reports, the Assistant Secretary is from the Navajo Nation.
Senate Republicans confirmed William Kirkland among more than 100 Trump nominees, along party lines, while Democrats, including Arizona Senators Mark Kelly and Ruben Gallego, voted against it. Kirkland, who is Navajo, pledged to work with lawmakers to address potential budget cuts facing Indian country during his July confirmation hearing.
First of all, it's unfortunate, but tribal nations have always been asked to do more with less.
Kirkland enters his new interior role at a time when more than half of all staff agency-wide are furloughed.
That's Gabriel Pietrazio for the Mountain West News Bureau. A Western Colorado food bank has gotten into the restaurant business. The Community Food Bank of Grand Junction is serving lunch at its 7th Street Cafe in order to build a supplemental revenue stream. Executive Director Alicia Wagner says the cafe should help broaden the program's healthy food goals.
We felt like it's really important for us to show the community that there's a way to do healthy, affordable, and nutritious food, not just at the food pantry, but for everyone in our community.
This is CPR News and KRCC.